Today we have Mark Hall, the city manager of the city of Coffeeville, and Charlotte Brown, the housing and community development director, to talk about housing in Coffeeville. And guys, welcome this morning. It's good to see you.
Good morning.
All right. Well, Charlotte, we're going to talk to you mainly today. And first thing I did want to ask you is, Charlotte, why is housing important to Coffeeville?
Well, investing in housing, it enables residents to spend more locally and reach their economic potential. It reduces the public costs over the long term, and it's a critical part of economic growth and the stability of our town.
Yeah, it's again, it's always important to be able to have that housing so you can expand the things that are going on. So what will the housing department do?
Well, we're going to cater to all the residents of Coffeeville, not just certain income groups, not low, moderate, and high, but all of low, moderate, and high income groups. We recognize that the housing needs, they vary by resident. And so we're going to, there's household characteristics that are involved, there's income ranges that are involved, and we're going to take every family into consideration.
So again, housing very important here in Coffeeville, and we'll talk a little bit more a little bit later on about the election that will be happening. So what is the housing department's goals?
Well, it's a big goal and it's a broad goal, but truly every resident, we want to have a safe and a stable and affordable place to live. That's our main goal.
So will affordable housing be addressed here coming up pretty soon?
Absolutely. Many of the Coffeeville workers need affordable housing and to live here. And it's important to the economic vitality of our town. Affordable homes and housing, they can attract employees to our community. We'll be working with HUD and affordable housing investors and many of the federal incentives for affordable housing.
So will new multi-family housing be addressed in this next round?
Absolutely. There's many state and local incentives for investors to build the multi-family housing. It'll attract workers so they can live in Coffeeville and close to their jobs. Of course, certain requirements will apply.
And of course, single-family housing will be addressed as well, correct?
Absolutely. There's many local incentives, such as the neighborhood revitalization, the rural housing incentive districts, and special assessments for the new homeowner or the home investor. There's also HUD and USDA programs. There's a lot of programs that we're going to be offering, and of course, certain requirements will apply.
And what are the incentives for preserving or revitalizing homes in the area?
There's local incentives that we're working at the city, but there's also going to be federal, such as HUD and USDA programs and grants. And of course, I have to say, don't try this at home. I mean, certain restrictions will apply.
So. There we go. So from what I'm hearing, the housing department plans to have basically something for everyone out there.
That's the main goal that we're trying to do for everybody, not just one income group, but everybody in the city of Coffeeville needs housing rehab, and again, from low, moderate, and high income, just to address every household characteristic and income ranges.
And of course, I was kind of alluding to it earlier, but on November 2nd, Coffeeville voters will be asked to extend the current half-cent sales tax that is currently out there, to extend it. 40% will be used for housing and economic development. So what is the renewal question on November 2nd?
This is the exciting part. The existing half-cent sales tax, it's scheduled to sunset on September 30th, 2022, unless we repurpose it on November 2nd. The voters will be indecision on that.
And of course, like I said, 40% of that will go to housing. But what will the rest of the half-cent sales tax be used for if approved to be approved by voters on November 2nd?
Every single resident in Coffeeville will be able to see the improvements that their half-cent difference makes. 40% will go to community and park improvements. Of course, 40% to housing programs and grants, and 20% to historical downtown programs and improvements and grants.
And this isn't a new sales tax, is it? This is something that's already existing.
Absolutely. For about 19 years, it's been existing. And if the voters vote to go ahead and repurpose it, they're not going to see any kind of difference when they check out anywhere. It's the same sales tax. We're just repurposing it.
So what are the benefits to the citizens of Coffeyville if the sales tax is renewed? Because, again, like you said, it's not going to be much of a change at the cash register. So what are some of the benefits we'll see from this?
Well, it's the main financial resource for building an appealing town for us. It's paid by all consumers, tourists, and locals to fund the programs and improvements that grants couldn't be accomplished unless the property taxes were increased. And that's something that the city, we just want to hold that mill and not increase anything. The property owners are relieved of some of the tax responsibility to provide enhancements for our town and allow the masses of people who visit here the opportunity to contribute to escalating costs that make Coffeyville a great place to live and work and just revive our town to what it used to be.
And the good news about this, this doesn't affect property tax at all, does it?
Not a bit. The half-cent sales tax doesn't affect it. If it's approved, it'll be collected on retail purchases in the community. And like I said before, it's nothing new. We're not going to notice a change at all in the cash register, but we will see it around town.
And we talked a little bit about this yesterday, but the good thing with it being a sales tax, it doesn't mean it's just Coffeyville residents funding this. This means that people who may be coming through town or maybe who are staying the night, they're helping to pay for it as well.
Absolutely. 33% of the tourists are going to be paying for this. So it's not just coming out of our pocket. All of the improvements and grants are paid by people that they don't even live here. So that's a benefit also.
That is a huge benefit that the citizens aren't having to take the cost to themselves, that even outsiders will be coming in and helping pay for it when they come through town or when they stay the night, obviously. So how long will the half-cent sales tax be collected if it is approved by voters on November the 2nd?
If it's approved by voters, the half-cent sales tax will be collected for a 10-year period. At the end of the 10-year period, just like we're seeing now, the half-cent sales tax, it'll sunset and it'll be renewable only by voters. Or approval.
And we've talked a little bit about before what some things that may be used, but so what will the 40% of the half-cent sales tax for housing be used for?
Well, 40% of it will be used for housing programs and grants. There'll be a first-time homebuyer program available to everybody, the new construction single-family housing incentive program for those that wish to build a new home, a new construction multifamily housing incentive program for those who wish to build rental property. There'll be an emergency home repair assistance program for senior citizens and disabled, along with the weatherization and home security grants for the senior citizens and the disabled. Finally, there's going to be a Paint the Town program, and of course, to qualifying homes. We'll have USDA, HUD, and state programs, and we'll be able to utilize the federal and state incentives also.
Just kind of any final thoughts about this as well, about of course, the election coming up, and also about the housing program?
Well, like I said before, on the sales tax, it's been around for 19 years, so we're not going to notice a change at all at the cash register, but we'll notice the improvements around town. For 10 years, we're going to see things being built, and the grants and the programs are going to help everybody that lives here, not just certain people. So it's not only deciding to make a choice for a better today for us, but investing in our children's future in the town that they're going to live in also. Our goal is that every Coffeyville resident has a safe and stable and affordable place to live. So just get out and vote on November 2nd.
And also the housing authority, the housing community development, that this has been fairly new. Created just a few months ago. Is that right, Mark?
Yes, that was. Commission, of course, Coffeyville is a great community, and it is one of those that the commission started the housing department, which hasn't been in existence for quite a while. And, of course, Charla is the head of that. And it's moving Coffeyville forward, which I think everybody in Coffeyville realizes that we need to address the housing situation. And by doing that, it allows Coffeyville to grow for the future instead of declining. So we're excited that it all got started, and the commission said this is what the community needs.
Absolutely. And again, I think that's one thing that's always been talked about is housing in the area, and hopefully we'll get that done. And then, of course, remember on November 2nd to vote as a yes vote. We'll just extend the tax that is already existing. You won't be voting for a new tax. You're extending the original tax that's, like like Spence said, it's been around 19 years already. So you're not going to see much of a change, or you're not going to see any change at all with tax. And again, it's just half cent sales tax. So again, and it will go far, though. It will go extremely far to help the city. Like you said, I think yesterday, the seven existing parks will be upgraded, while two more will be added as well. One in the Central
those
District.
Those will be created.
And then, of course, the housing, and then historic downtown Coffeyville will see some improvements as well. Well, Charlotte and Mark, I appreciate you guys coming in today. We really do appreciate it. And I hope you guys have a great rest of your day. And we'll talk to you again soon.
You bet. Thank you so much.
All right. Thank you. We're going to go ahead and take a break. And when we come back, we will restart Open Line. You're listening to Mighty 690 KGGF.